picking on me for? I didn't do anything.
Go.
I don't think they like strangers.
Mrs. Winslow, you are just so fine.
Well, are you just going to sit there or are you going to do something about it?
I'm going to do something about it. What do you want, Steve?
Well, have either of you seen my tummy stone? I need to remove my calluses.
Do you need it now?
The instructions clearly state best used when epidermal tissues are moist.
Steve, we're trying to have a romantic moment here.
Ow! Ow!
Hey, Urkel.
What's with the weird outfit?
You're a fine one to talk, cowboy. These happen to be my traveling duds.
I know I'm taking a big risk by asking this, but, where you going?
The airport.
No, after that.
The airplane.
No, after that.
Another airport.
Where are you going to end up?
Back home. Give me your ticket.
Porto Santo?
Ah, yes. Porto Santo. A small island off the coast of Honduras. Average temperature, a balmy 84 degrees. Population, 1,142. National pastime, cleaning up after hurricanes.
Hey, Waldo.
Seth.
Hey, we better hurry up if we're going to get you to the airport on time.
Wait. Waldo, why on earth would you want to go to this Porto Santo place?
One word. Good sauces. I've been selected to study with one of the great chefs of Latin cuisine, Juan Carlos de Manuel de Luis Don Romanos Escobar.
Wow.
Ruiz Arberos de Miguel Esperanto de Nueva.
Oh, geez.
Gomez Carnales Felipe Julio Bastamino.
Oh, get out, 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 out. But, out.
Sanchez.
Oh, good. We played dodgeball. Another useful skill in my adult life.
Well, listen, I couldn't wait for you to get home. I have terrific news.
Well, Steve moved out.
Even better, I found a very nice young man for you today.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait. He's a freshman in college, and he's majoring in geology.
Dweeb alert.
How can you say that? You haven't even met him yet.
What was his name, Mom?
Junior.
Junior? What's the matter, Mom? You couldn't find a Skippy?
No, that's just what they call him. You know, it's a nickname.
Ma, I am not going on a blind date with somebody named Junior.
Okay, fine. But let me ask you something. What are your plans for this Saturday night?
Well, Waldo's out of town, so I plan on hanging out with my good friend Max.
Sorry, Laura. I promised Mary Puckett I'd give her a back wax.
Harry Mary. That could be all nighter.
All right, tell Junior to pick me up at 8.
That's my girl.
Wish I could say the same.
Oh, I have terrible, awful, very bad news.
I know, you're here.
No, Dad, Waldo's been arrested.
Yes, he's in the Porto Santo Juzgado.
Well, why? What happened?
Well, we don't know. We had a very bad connection. All we know is that Waldo was scared and very upset.
Well, I better call his father right now.
Oh, well, you can't. The Waldo family went kayaking in the Gobi Desert.
But there's no water there.
They think that's the challenge.
What are we gonna do, Dad?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna hop on a plane to Porto Santo and get poor Waldo out of jail.
Good idea, big guy. You're a cop. You can talk to the officials and negotiate his release.
I'm gonna go with you.
Me too.
Oh, I'm sorry. No way, guys.
But we have to go. You're gonna need an interpreter.
Well, you guys don't speak Spanish.
No. But we do speak Waldo.
They call that an airport? A shack with a flashlight on the roof?
And it's still in Hare Krishnas.
Hola! Hola!
You, who do you?
Buenos dias. I am Officer Jaime Gutierrez Garcia.
I am Lieutenant Carl Winslow, Chicago PD.
I see. And how may I be of service to you?
Well, we're here to secure the release of Waldo Faldo.
El Desperado?
Waldo? El Desperado?
We know him as El Stupido.
Yes, he hides his cleverness behind the mask of idiocy.
Just what is Waldo charged with?
He was apprehended while trying to smuggle a rare antiquity out of the country.
A rare antiquity? I heart Porto Santo.
This is your idea of a rare antiquity?
Well, excuse me. We have only been a nation for 5 years. This is the oldest bowl in the country.
Look. You and I are both officers of the law, and I was hoping as a show of professional courtesy that you and I could work something out.
I think that would be possible. If he were to pay his fine, it would save us the costly expense of a trial and fixing our electric stool.
Don't you mean electric chair?
We are a small country.
Well, how much is his fine?
$10,000.
What?
That's outrageous.
I demand to see the chief of police.
You're looking at him.
The mayor.
Speaking.
The governor.
I blush at my accomplishments.
Wow. Aren't you a busy bee? Why, what are you doing in your spare time?
I make ceramic bowls.
All right, that's it. I am going to the American Embassy.
Ah, the American Embassy is no more. It is now a Kinko's.
They're everywhere, you know.
Hey, you know, them and Starbucks. You just see them popping up on every corner.
Can we at least speak to Waldo?
Well, of course. I am a reasonable man.
El Desperado! You have visitors!
Who is it?
It's me, Steve.
Urkel?
Yeah, and me, Eddie.
I'm here too, Waldo.
Look, we need to get you out, man. Don't worry about it. This is ridiculous.
All done.
That's it?
That's it. If you pay the fine, he may go free. Otherwise, allow me to recommend an excellent lawyer.
J.G. Garcia, attorney at law.
How may I help you?
Stop!
Steve, Eddie, Mr. Winslow. Shh. You guys gotta get me out. It's like a prison in here.
Actually, Waldo, it is a prison.
Oh, God, it's worse than I thought. I'm losing track of time. Is Hillary Clinton still president?
Waldo, it's only been 4 days.
It seems like 5. I can't take it in here. The walls are closing in on me.
Guys, oh, we gotta get him out of there. He's about to snap.
Now, look, Waldo. You have been unjustly incarcerated by a corrupt official for a crime that you did not commit. Now, we are not leaving Puerto Santo without you.
Hey, big guy. What? Are you thinking what I think you're thinking?
Yes. Tonight, you, Eddie, and myself are gonna bust Waldo out of jail.
Cool.
Can I crack you a nut?
No, thanks, Grandma.
If you don't pull that chin up off the floor, you're gonna get a rug burn.
Sorry.
What's the matter, honey?
Well, I let my mom talk me into going out on a blind date. He's picking me up in 3 hours.
Oh, I understand. He's a college man.
Yeah, he's majoring in geology.
Uh-oh, dweeb alert.
Pizza for Harriet Winslow?
Come in. I'm Laura. Put it on the table. Winslow.
I'm David. That'll be 1146. Phillips.
15. Keep the change.
Thanks.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to stare. It's just that... Boy, you're so pretty.
Well, you're not so bad yourself. I see Juliet's Pizza really has a Romeo working for him.
Hey, thanks. Well, listen, I know we just met, but I was just wondering, do you have a boyfriend?
No, she's completely unattached. Go for it, boy. Go for it.
I get off work in a couple hours. Can I take you to dinner? Anything but pizza.
Oh, I'd love to, but I already have a date tonight.
Well, maybe some other time.
Oh, you have my address.
And your phone number.
Use it.
I will. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, see ya.
Uh-huh. There goes a real honey.
Yeah, just my luck. Instead of going out with Juliet's Romeo, I'm stuck with Mother's Junior.
We're gonna handle it.
Waldo, it's us in disguise.
Oh, cool.
Where's Garcia?
He went to Kinko's. He elected himself judge today, so he wanted some new business cards.
Let's get busy.
Hey, where'd you get the neat old truck?
Hurts.
It does? Then use a seat cushion.
Here's the deal, Waldo. And you be quiet. And we'll get you out of here.
Well, make it snappy. The guy in the next cell keeps calling me Chiquita. I want a steak. I want a woman. I want to summon the night away. Aha!
You are all under arrest for destroying ancient architecture.
Ancient architecture? This is a mud hut.
It is antique mud. And as the newly appointed judge, I sentence you to $10,000 apiece or 10 years in jail.
Wait a minute. We don't have that kind of money.
What is wrong with you people? Why are you so stingy?
Well, because $10,000 is a lot of money.
Not here. Our money ain't worth diddly.
Why?
The Porto Santo dollar has a different rate of exchange than the American dollar. Didn't you see the poster at Kinko's?
Wow. For how much is 10,000 Porto Santo dollars in American money?
Let's see. 10,000 por 1995, puto aquí. 30 bucks.
Great, Carl. I'm glad everything worked out. Oh, yeah, I'll leave a message on the Faldo's answering machine that Waldo is fine. Well, safe anyway. Okay, honey. All right, bye-bye. Ooh, Laura, you look great.
Thanks, Ma.
Looking more like your mother every day. Can't get a smile out of you, huh?
Not until I say goodnight to Junior.
Ma, can I get an earlier curfew tonight?
Oh, stop.
Hi, Laura.
David, what are you doing here?
I'm here for our date.
Hi, Junior.
Hi, Mrs. Winslow.
Junior? You're Junior?
That's my nickname. My dad's name is David, too.
This is a nice young man I was telling you about.
See, your mother ordered pizza when she knew you'd be home. She wanted to see if we'd hit it off. I hope you don't mind, but I told her we did.
I
I don't mind.
Well, you two have a nice time.
Okay.
Go ahead and start the car. I'll be right out.
Okay. Thanks, Mrs. Winslow. Your next pizza's on me.
You're welcome, sweetie. Thank you.
Hey, Ma.
Huh?
Cool move.
Thanks. You like Junior?
Yeah, a lot.
Well, sometimes mothers have good instincts.
You know, I don't know why I ever doubted your taste in men. After all, you did pick Daddy.
Hey.
Hey, Mom.
Huh?
Forget about that early curfew.
Uh-huh.